Progress at the World Trade Center redevelopment has been steady, but the demolition of the former Deutsche Bank building, damaged on September 11th, has been plagued by delays, scores of injuries, fatalities, and even criminal indictments. Now, as WNYC's Bob Henley reports, after the spending of hundreds of millions of dollars, the removal of the building is near.
On September 11th, when the World Trade Center's South Tower fell, it tore a 15-story gash into the 41-story Deutsche Bank headquarters at 130 Liberty Street. A whirlwind of toxic waste and human remains contaminated the building. Demolition was suspended in 2007 when a fire killed two firefighters and injured more than 100. A prosecutor's report faulted contractors and government entities, including the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, the agency that's responsible for the project.
When deconstruction resumed in November of last year, we were at 26 and a half floors.
John Delabiro of the LMDC says now, 9 years after it was damaged, the takedown is almost done.
This is the deck of 130 Liberty Street. You're standing on the fourth floor and you're watching the fifth floor steel beams being removed.
The gray concrete on the deck is like a lunar landscape. Neat piles of cement and gnarled steel sit in the midst of a 360-degree panorama of Lower Manhattan. But the main event is watching the crews who carefully dismantle the building beam by beam.
Richard, boom me up, the booming working.
Showers of white sparks fly from acetylene torches as I cut the structural steel. The workman keeps a steady stream of water on the surface to keep the dust down and to extinguish renegade sparks.
They have a fire guard with each burner, one down on the next floor underneath each burner, and then one guy that monitors every floor underneath.
That's Rick Livingston. He monitors the project for the LMDC. He's built it all, a tank range in Kuwait, apartments in Russia, and an embassy in Angola. He says workers have been averaging taking down two floors a month.
It's like 350 to 400 pieces of steel on each floor.
A Brock demo robot, a jackhammer on steroids, pummels concrete into crumbled submission. Down in the basement, water pours from upper floors, and workers carefully demolish the remnants of a giant coin vault.
I watch them. I watch the building shrink. I watch a guy with a hose. You know, they're trying to keep the dust down, but it doesn't always work.
Mary Perillo lives across the street. For years, Perillo and other community activists fought to improve conditions at the 130 Liberty site that was plagued by violations and injuries. It was Perillo and other neighborhood residents that predicted at an LMDC hearing in 2005 that 130 Liberty site conditions and project management were so poor, lives were being put at risk.
The major thing I see when I look out the window still is that two firefighters died needlessly there after the community time and time again felt that the safety measures weren't anywhere near up to the correct standard for taking a building down.
Perillo says she wants something nearby to be named for firefighters Robert Padilla and Joe Graficnino, who died in the 2007 fire. But now, with just four floors to go, she admits there is real progress.
Different times of the year, the sunlight drops between little cracks between the buildings that weren't there when Deutsche Bank was here. I can now see New Jersey. Is that the Statue of Liberty? No. What is that over there?
Incredibly, almost 10 years after the attacks, there is still a part of the site that has never been searched for human remains from September 11th. Now the LMDC says they won't make their end-of-the-year deadline, but will be completely done early next year. Word of the delay got officials at the Port Authority a little nervous. They need the site clear to get going on the vehicle security checkpoint for the entire 16-acre complex. The bi-state agency says Deutsche Bank delays set them back $100 million in workarounds. It's been a costly undertaking right along. The LMDC bought the building for $90 million and has spent so far close to $300 million on getting rid of it. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.